out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, limping at you with some technical problems. Apparently, I guess we're on now. From
Pensacola,
Florida. Yeah,
yeah, we're recording.
The Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher,
Stitcher,
your favorite, that's Ashton Kutcher's
Stitcher
new joint.
What's going on with that douchebag?
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
It's a representative in the U.S. House of Representatives.
God damn, that's the worst thing. You think some of these gladiators were force jacked to make them less effective on the battlefield?
Oh, that's an interesting infiltration of the enemy camp. Some guy shows up with a whole bunch of hand lotion.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, Flavius.
Flavius?
You got a minute?
Fappiest.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. So much to talk about.
Force Jack.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want a big shout out to Polly D for the quote that you put in Jezebel. He said about his ex dating Don Jr.
We were talking about Polly D from Jersey Shore. No, not everybody knows who Polly D is. The
bullshit.
The saner among us are saying, who the fuck is Polly D?
Polly D of the Jersey Shore, baby.
Go ahead.
Don Jr. is dating his ex, Aubrey O'Day. Did you know that? Or they dated?
Dated, because he's putting himself inside of Guilfoyle now.
Oh, that's right. Jeez.
Or vice versa.
Oh, God.
You know what they're into?
Please, everyone, be on birth control. For the love of Christ. Does Don Jr. have kids?
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah, that seed is continuing.
See,
that gene pool.
Does Barracuda Face? No, he does not.
Sure. They all do.
Who the fuck let Barracuda Face inside of them?
Everybody does, except for Tiffany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ivanka, Jarvanka, they have kids.
Barron, he's a little young.
Well, Trump's got plenty of kids. I mean,
Trump's got plenty
I
of abortion
in
receipts.
Whenever I want. Yeah, I got abortion receipts.
Yeah, yeah. Followed by a breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah. Does he have that thing where you go and you get an abortion? It's like your smoothie card. You get punched.
Sure.
He's like, I get a smoothie now.
I've got a frequent flyer card from Planned Parenthood. So many things that he's... I mean, the tweet storm today is just fucking batshit. There were... By the time I left the stream, there
Ooh,
were, I
yes.
think, 9 or 10 tweets this morning.
Just from last night
of
or
which,
from this morning?
From this morning.
God
of which,
damn.
90%, almost all but one, were Russia, Russia, Mueller, no collusion, witch hunt,
no collusion,
lamestream media, CNN, crooked Hillary.
Has anybody made a Trump doll that's like you pull a little
yes.
cord and it goes like
yes.
no collusion?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
Witch hunt.
Yeah, you can get... There's stuff out there now you can already get the little... Like Trump Pez dispensers.
I want one of those. Or like a squeeze that squeezed it and it says something like...
Grab it by the pussy. sorry. let's see what's going on in the headlines and we'll get to all the other stuff that's going on in this really
fucked up
dolly painting of a country we're living in right now.
By the way, speaking of paintings, how about that one hanging behind your head?
I do have new artwork. Those so listening good. Yesterday heard the acquisition of this piece of artwork from your mom, who was in a thrift store?
It was a it was a gallery. It was a high-end gallery this was picked up.
It's hard to describe.
It's weird as fuck.
It's Jesus on the cross.
I'm putting it on our Instagram story right now. You can go on Instagram, crabdiving_podcast on Instagram.
It's abrific Jesus on the cross with dark brown beard, but blonde hair. He's got like a, like he's rocking the sun in.
Oh, yeah. Sunin.
Jesus is a surfer.
Nobody knows what that is.
People do.
No, they don't. Sunin's from the 80s, dude.
Then oddly enough, the top of the top of the crucifix, which says.
Yes.
Usually says Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, right? I-N-R-I.
Absolutely.
It now says. El sacrificio.
El sac.
El sacrificio. El sacrificio.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like
the sacrifice in Espanol. Okay. Then the crucifix is like burbling in the ocean or something, or the waves are breaking. Inexplicably, Jesus is rising on the cross from an ocean or something, some body of water.
What's up with that? I didn't think about that water.
At his feet
is a dog,
is a lamb, which may be
dog-like,
a Bichon Frise, according to other eyes.
It's a Bichon Frise.
And then in the sky above the apparently expired Lord, he's got a few drips of blood, by the way, dripping down.
Oh, right.
Into the churning surf below.
I love that.
And then up at the top is the oddest thing about the painting, which is a giant swirling in the sunset heaven clouds, a giant lion face.
Ooh, I love that shit.
Like one of those hook rug things that you hang on the wall.
Oh, those are the fucking best.
Of a lion. We have a tiger, don't we, somewhere? Isn't there a hook rug tiger somewhere in Crab Diving Central that needs to be hung up?
I believe it's out there or it's in my room.
But yeah, and your mom saw it and it was like $8, right?
That's right. By the way, if you want to see that picture, it's on our crab diving.
Ironically, a hanging in the crab diving studio. Anyway,
crabdiving_podcast on Instagram. Look at our story. It's on there.
Let's get to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 30th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
Headlines. Picture of Alex Jones at the HuffPo.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with you?
Headline says, Jones can't stop Sandy Hook lawsuit.
Well, damn it, dude.
Apparently, you know, this always happens, though. Kind of in every lawsuit, you always turn around and say, this is bullshit, Judge. Can we drop this?
But like,
and then, you know, it goes on from there. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has failed to shut down a defamation lawsuit brought against him by the parents of a Sandy Hook victim.
Yes.
Judge Scott Jenkins at the 53rd District Court in Austin, Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Austin's really gay, though, isn't it? Don't they have a...
It's gay as fuck.
A woman who likes other women as their mayor?
Hell yeah.
Austin, judgy dude said that the InfoWars host must face claims from Leonard Posner and Veronica Veronique De La Rosa.
Veronique.
They're seeking more than $1 million in damages for his repeated lies about the 2012 massacre.
Hey, Alex, if you go to trial with this, how's it going to go? They're going to be like, here's a tape of what you said, and you're going to look like a fucking asshole.
Jones was attempting to get the case dismissed. Court filing said, after considering the arguments of counsel and the record, including plaintiff's declarations filed on August 2nd.
Nine.
All judges should be British. The court orders that defendant's motion is in all respects denied.
Jolly good, governor!
Posner and De La Rosa lost their six-year-old son, Noah, when a gunman killed 20 children and six adults at Sandy Hook Elementary. I believe these are the parents who said they can't even go to their son's grave because some info cunt is going to be lurking there and challenging them. And saying, fake news, you're trying to take away everybody's guns, and we're on to you. We know you're actors.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Alex Jones is, you know, he doesn't believe that Sandy Hook was fake. But don't you think he just likes the conspiracy theory and it's good for his idiot listeners?
Sure. Yeah,
and he doesn't give a fuck what he says.
Zero fucks given.
Doesn't care about the consequences. Nobody's following him around yelling at him. What a fuckhead.
So, Alex Jones, the lawsuit continueth.
I mean, dude, I just can't imagine anything more heinous, but, you know, let's say he's...
Wait.
Oh, yeah, right. It's true.
Wait, well, keep your eyes on the White House. Wait.
We got a lot of podcasts left, but, you know, what? He can't settle, right? Because of the nature of his show. If he settles... Well, that means he's a cuck to his stupid fucking mouth-breathing lunatic audience.
He'll give he'll read whatever he's supposed to on the air. Remember his apologies to the Chobani yogurt?
I just want to say that we had some stuff on the show that I need to apologize for unequivocally.
What was his lie about Chobani? What did he say?
I don't even remember.
They only hire rapists.
Slave labor or something like that, or I don't remember.
And they don't.
And then there was something else that he had to similarly apologize for. He got threatened or sued by somebody else, and he had to apologize.
Oh, dude, it was the David Hogg kids.
No, that's what he's in right now.
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about the Sandy Hook kids.
Right. But there are others who were suing him too for other defamation.
Well, you said which other ones, and I thought, that's why I said, the whatever, the kids in Florida.
Conspiracy theory, Comet Ping Pong. That was the one.
Oh yes. Pizzagate.
It was Pizzagate that was the
Spirit
other thing.
Spirit dinners.
He had to apologize for.
Did we ever figure out why Paul Podesta is eating lasagna? John Podesta is eating lasagna filled with sperm. Did we ever figure that out?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know. Liz Crokin yesterday apparently would know.
Right.
After Hillary is spending time casting spells to have her fuck up her surf vacation.
That's the stupidest fucking thing.
Go to yesterday's show. Liz Crokin, who's a...
I don't know how she's famous.
You can't have large enough air quotes around the word journalist with Liz Crokin.
She's
a pizza gator. She's a QAnoner. She's a birther.
A QAnoner.
Everything you can think of.
She's dumb as shit.
Seth Rich was killed by Hillary, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. Didn't his parents want people to stop that whole narrative?
Oh, yeah. And we played a clip yesterday of her. She had some accident surfing.
Yes.
Where her finger got caught in a rope or something, and it lopped off the ends of a couple of her fingers.
God.
And she claimed that, well, you know, it could very well be witchcraft by Hillary Clinton and some other people that she named.
No, Liz.
They've always got their list of names, but she's like, you know, it could very well be like spiritual warfare.
No, Liz, it's not that. You're surfing. It is a very dangerous sport. You're either getting eaten by a fucking shark or your fucking weird rope is cutting your fingers off.
And Hillary's taking a moment of her existence.
Oh, yes, of course.
To cast it to wring the neck of a kitten and hang it upside down on the solstice.
Oh, yes.
and like, dance around naked in the backyard.
Ooh. Bill's like,
I'm going to go.
Make it like a high, make a hiney.
Bill's not there. What are we even saying?
Bill ain't there.
Bill's there.
But if Bill's there, Bill's drugged up. You think Bill smokes weed? Clinton.
God,
Bill Clinton.
I hope so. Yeah.
Of course.
Probably, yeah.
You think Obama does, right?
That would be awesome. Him, Biden, Obama.
All stoned as shit.
All getting together. He's like, hey, I got some dank weed. Man.
I wonder which one is the worst stone. Like, who gets paranoid? Who do you think? Biden, maybe. I don't know. Not Biden.
Bush probably brings coke.
Bush is like, let's crank this up a notch. I got a big, thick rail rod right here. Blow it in my asshole.
We got the best meth down in Texas.
Yeah. Karl Rove is shooting heroin. Dick Cheney's shooting heroin.
Over Dick Cheney is shooting his friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the face.
That's right.
Over to the Drudge Report. There's a photograph of it's still, I mean, we're almost 2 years in. It's still, I look at him and say, oh, he's our president. That's fucking spectacular. Donald Trump. And it says, the headline says fake blitz.
Okay.
I don't know to what they refer. It links to from the Drudge Report to Axios.
Oh, okay. I like that website.
Axios is pretty good.
It's nice.
It's a little news light.
Right.
It's heavy on news, but it's
not factual.
200-300. No, it's usually like 200 or 300 words.
They're it's really, like USA Today. It's stupid news.
They bake it. No, it's just concise news.
It's news with less words.
Leads to a story that says Trump tweets, Trump rages against fake everything.
Oh, my God. I love it.
President.
Everything's fake.
This is written by Haley Britsky.
Even shit he said on tape is fake.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. I'm losing my mind over that one a little bit.
That's the weirdest one he's ever said.
President Trump raged on Twitter Thursday morning against the, quote, totally dishonest media.
Yes.
Lashing out at the heads of NBC, CNN, and then turned his ire to fake books.
Yes.
I think this might be this book that I think we talked about a little bit yesterday. It's coming out, a new book about him that basically says, he's, you know, if you squeeze him, Russian jizz is going to come out of every pore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what is that? What is that thing you pour? You slather that weird green shit on and
a chia pet.
He's like a chia pet. He's like a chia pet of Russian cum. Ooh. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, more of like a fountain.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
That's yeah.
His tweet storm comes after continued attacks on Google, other big tech companies for allegedly silencing conservative voices again with zero evidence.
And the Google thing, he lied about it. He's like, I was Googling myself. No, you didn't. You saw a show on fucking Fox about it, you loon.
I'm going to jump over to his tweets because
this
is basically all they do here in the story is read all of our president's tweets this morning.
Yeah,
he's working hard, making America great again.
Fuck you.
Oh my God! Scroll, scroll, scroll.
Yes.
Scroll, yes. Scroll.
Yes.
Here we go. Kanye. Watch. Kanye West says Trump wants to be the greatest president for Black Americans. Look at my Black friend, everyone. Look at my Black friend.
Why is Kanye in the news? Why is Pauly D in the fucking news? Why is Aubrey O'Day in the fucking news? Why is Amorosa in the news? Why is the news like a who's who of
Amorosa she got eclipsed by Manafort and Cohen. She's biding her time waiting for and then she's gonna drop another.
She got eclipsed. I mean, dude, she came from reality television.
It's a tough world in Trump land, man.
You know the most successful reality TV star is? It's the easy one.
Trump?
Yes, absolutely. He's president.
Well,
he produced reality television.
Success.
And now he's a
relative,
president.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's relative. It's totally fucked up. But Nate, I can't think of anybody else who used a reality show career to put himself in the White House.
Well, but that obviously then... If he could make it to the White House, it diminishes the entire process
yes!
of how
yes! process.
How quality process of a person we allow into
is garbage.
Right.
If we, America, if we have learned anything from Trump, our system sucks tremendous dick. It sucks dick. We need to figure it the fuck out. There's a lot of fucking problems. It's shit. God.
You may be dropping in and out here. I apologize.
Oh, really?
I think our
fucking internet sucks.
I think our Cox is sucking their own name.
Yay, Cox.
Right now, because
if you have Cox and you want to do anything on the internet in the middle of the night, you can't because it always goes out. But we still pay the fucking bill, motherfuckers.
Everything here on my end seems to be okay. This is, seems like it's more internet's related, but yes, you can always download us at iTunes or Stitcher. It keeps, we keep a recording here.
Yes.
We're like Omarosa. We got backup tapes.
Cox, enjoy the money we send you every month. Thank you.
5:50 a.m.
Yes.
The hatred and extreme bias of me by CNN has clouded their thinking and made them unable to function. They seem to be doing rather well, by the way.
Yeah.
But actually, as I have always said, this has been going on for a long time. Little Jeff Z has, yeah, I call him Little Jeff Z, has done a terrible job. His ratings suck. Our president wrote suck. Jeff Zucker at CNN. Our president wrote suck. His ratings suck. And AT&T should fire him to save credibility.
We want to bring class back to the White House. Yeah. We want to drain the swamp. I mean, it's not a swamp. We don't have a swamp anymore. This is a flaming, like, it's fucking horizon of shitdom or some fucking shit. It sucks. It sucks.
Minutes later.
Minutes later?
Yeah.
Somebody get this guy some weed.
At 6:02 a.m. Would that be our time? So that means 5:02. Wait, no, 6:02 our time is 7:02 Eastern. What's going on at CNN is happening to different degrees at other networks.
Oh, okay. He sounds insane.
With NBC News being the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Who's flipping channels this morning?
I think Donald fucking Trump.
Who wasn't stuck to Fox and Friends? They must have been doing a story about something other than him, so he's disinterested.
I don't know. I'd like my president to be reading the daily briefing, whatever you get. Don't you have people to hand you shit to tell
have
you what
to
the
see
fuck
what
is going on?
Mika is saying about me. It's very important.
Yeah, but Donald,
to the country.
Donald, I heard some pundit on MSNBC, you know, fake as shit, I guess, say that our government's running at about 50%.
Because they still haven't hired enough people. And the reason it's all in the shithole is because they haven't hired enough people. Trump's view of I'm going to make everything cheaper is I'm just not going to hire people.
What happens?
Without any study.
Yeah,
if you put together studies of where we can trim government waste, I'm all for that shit.
Well, these aren't studying types,
but
Pat.
You don't go in there and say, I don't like that department. Let's just gut it.
Let's burn it to the ground.
We don't need that Department of Education. Let's put Ditsy DeVos in.
Yeah, DeVos, and she can look out for the rights of sexual abusers and rapists. I read that article about her rolling back those Obama things, the protections against victims of sexual assault. My God, it's laughable. You're pro-rapist. How is our Secretary of Education pro-rapist? Explain that shit to me, man. That's so fucking weird. It's bizarre. What the fuck? Oh, God. It's a total mess.
I'm here.
Yeah.
The next. what's happening is CNN, NBC is the worst. The good news is that Andy Lackey.
That's a joke, right?
Y is in parentheses.
Our president's hilarious.
Andy Lack is the guy's name. Andrew Lack is about to be fired? For incompetence and much more.
What? Hey, Trump, what happens when the Democrats take the House and they start teabagging you with bullshit investigations? They're going to fuck you.
He's got Andy Lack is having some, I think, Me Too problems over.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it's about over at NBC News.
Is there a Republican out there that's not a creepy fucking rapist? I'm just wondering.
Good riddance. Get rid of him because he's the one who brought in all those Republicans and shit to. He's the one who gave fucking Hugh Hewitt his own show on Saturday morning on MSNBC. And it lasted like 4 minutes.
Hugh Hewitt.
The people that watch MSNBC don't want to see some Trump whore on their screen in the morning.
It's not
I can go to Fox if I want that.
Right, absolutely. And it's not an equal side. There is no side to tell of Trump other than he's a racist and he's a fucking Nazi fuck. That's it.
Then the worst part. When Lester Holt got caught fudging my tape on Russia, they were hurt badly.
Oh, my God. When did he get caught fudging the tape? What is that?
There's the question. They never got caught fudging. Nobody caught anybody fudging anything except maybe Trump fudging the election.
Can I just...
It's 100% not true. There's still links up to the raw footage of the entire interview.
If
no edits.
If Lester Holt fudged the tape, then he's goddamn, I don't know, Jim Henson. He's James Cameron.
But this is Trump's latest thing now. And just like the pussy tape.
Yes.
You know, they can do a lot of things with editing these days.
Not that much, dude. I mean, that Lester Holt.
And Alex Jones is saying the same shit, by the way. This is their narrative now.
So they'll believe it.
You cast doubt on the tape that you're watching.
Right, right.
You know, they can do these. They got these deep fakes now. They can make anybody look like they're saying anything.
I mean, let's take a look at this country. The fucking executive branch is telling us that the media lies, that they're the enemy of the people.
Right.
Could that be any more ominous?
He says that in his next tweet.
Scary.
I just cannot state strongly enough how totally dishonest much of the media is. Truth doesn't matter to them. They only have their hatred and agenda. This includes fake books, which come out about me all the time. Always anonymous sources. No, they're not. Omarosa was her own source. She's far from anonymous.
What about the dude that wrote Fire and Fury? He sat there in the Oval Office and watched you lunatics.
David Wolf.
Did he just sit there and watch?
Right. So, no.
His name's on the fucking book.
He witnessed shit and talked to people. There were no fake anonymous sources.
But you know, it doesn't matter because his base, you guys that support Trump, just know, please know that you're dumb as fucking shit.
Always anonymous sources and are pure fiction. Enemy of the people, exclamation point.
Enemy of the people.
Exclamation point.
God damn it, Schittler.
That was 6:11.
In the morning?
6:20.
In the morning.
The news from the financial markets is even better than anticipated.
Ooh.
For all of you that have made a fortune in the markets. Okay.
Congratulations,
Pat. I'd love to speak to some of those people.
Right.
Or seen your 401ks rise beyond your wildest expectations.
Ooh, yes.
More good news is coming! Exclamation point.
Beyond your wildest expectations.
Oh, yeah.
What about minimum wage, you fuck?
That was at 6:20.
Yes.
I don't know what he saw on telly because 24 minutes later, Ivanka Trump.
Jerry Ivanka.
And Jared Kushner had, all caps, nothing to do with the so-called pushing out of Don McGahn. Don pushing out was in scare quotes.
Right.
The fake news media has it purposely so wrong.
Ooh.
They love to portray chaos in the White House when they know that chaos doesn't exist. Just a, quote, smooth running machine.
Oh, everybody's a Buddhist there, right? Meditating in the morning?
With changing parts. we're like Caitlyn Jenner.
Changing parts.
At the White House.
Oh, yeah. Changing parts, like they might get a new chief of staff. You might get a new AG. You might get a new secretary of defense at any given fucking moment. Yeah. Like nobody's the fucking same.
Yeah, that's not chaos, Ryan. It's a smooth machine with changing parts. What's wrong with you?
Yes, it is. Right. Okay.
That was at 6:44 a.m. 12 minutes later.
Yes.
The only thing James Comey ever got right
was when he said that President Trump was not under investigation. Exclamation fucking point.
But that was a while back, though.
And he spoke about himself in the third person again.
Right. That's a while back. And what I learned from NPR is you can be the target of an investigation. You can be the subject of an investigation. And you can be a witness.
Yeah.
And those labels can change depending on what people like Bob Mueller dig up from your fucking dirty ass lawyer safe, you dickhead.
Then he managed almost an hour.
Oh, he barely got through breakfast.
58 minutes.
I almost got my egg McMuffin down, but...
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Our president tweeted.
That sucks.
Nelly Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, is a Russian expert who is fluent in Russian. She worked for Fusion GPS, where she was paid a lot. Collusion! Exclamation point. Bruce was a boss at the Department of Justice and is unbelievably still there. Exclamation point. This is the 8chan InfoWars conspiracy theory. They have zero evidence.
But he's calling for on Twitter as the president for this guy's ouster.
That is
crazy as fucking shit.
He wants anybody that ever was near or worked on this Russian investigation discredited and kicked out of their job.
Yes.
That's how he's doing it.
That's crazy.
That's how he thinks he's doing it.
Yeah. Good God, dude.
And
by the way,
that was that.
If he tweets out and he says Jared and Ivanka had nothing to do with Don McGahn leaving, Jared and Ivanka had everything to do with it because he lies. He fucking lies.
23 minutes later.
The rigged Russia witch hunt did not come into play even a little bit with respect to my decision on Don McGahn! Exclamation point.
Don McGahn.
That was at 8:17 a.m. At 8:39 a.m. 22 minutes later.
Christ.
I am very excited about the person who will be taking the place of Don McGahn as White House counsel. I liked Don, but he was not responsible for me not firing Bob Mueller or Jeff Sessions. So much fake reporting and fake news.
Wait, so who's the new guy going to be?
That's the question.
We don't know. Nobody knows. Okay. He's probably going to be somebody.
Very excited.
He's going to be a kook, right?
Very excited.
What Fox host?
Say hello to White House counsel Bayo.
Scott Baio?
Yes.
But Scott Baio's never been a lawyer, Mr. President.
I've never been president.
Who gives a fuck? Scott Baio? Why not Charlie Sheen? Why the fuck not?
That was at 8:39. At 8:49, a mere 10 minutes later.
Is it true the situation could be the general counsel?
Now he's thrilled,
yes.
Because tonight is a Nuremberg rally in Evansville, Indiana.
Fuck you!
We'll be going to Evansville, Indiana tonight for a big crowd rally.
Oh, okay.
With Mike Braun, very successful businessman who's campaigning to be Indiana's next U.S. senator. He's strong on crime. We talked about this earlier.
Right.
He's strong on crime and borders, the Second Amendment, loves our military and vets. Will be a big night. That's his go-to. If it's a Democrat, they're weak on crime and borders, want to take away all your guns, and they hate the military.
Right, of course.
Those are his go-tos.
Oh, absolutely.
And if he likes them, they're strong on crime, strong on borders.
How are you strong on military, Donald? You're not reading any of the... I mean, the guy didn't...
He threw money at him.
But he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know
doesn't
what
he's... He doesn't care. Strong on military means you spend all the money you can on the military.
So let me ask you something in terms of, like... One being the least amount of knowledge and 10 being the most. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does Donald know about what our military is doing out there?
Wait, do we have negative numbers available?
How much should Obama know, do you think?
All of it.
You think he knew all of it?
Too much.
Yeah. He probably knew all of it.
Yes.
Bush knew a little less, maybe, right?
Talk to any of the people that were in the Obama administration. They're like, he knew everything about everything.
Yeah. Because he was president. Why did you guys think, if you think about, even if you don't like Obama, even if you think he's from fucking Sudan or whatever the fuck, why would you think somebody like Donald Trump could be president? Fuck you. George Bush, for that matter.
Fuck you.
God.
Because fuck you.
Oh, my God. Because
brown people are coming into the country, and they're, yes, and they're challenging the white patriarchy.
Ooh.
Therefore, fuck you. We're going to put in someone who's barely hiding his hood.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Then I don't know what story he is specifically referring to, but he's made a couple references the past couple days.
Yes.
To a specific CNN story that they got wrong. Okay. I don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
It's probably something that he's denying. CNN is working frantically to find their source.
Okay.
In scare quotes. Look hard because it doesn't exist. Whatever was left of CNN's credibility is now gone! Exclamation point.
Why are we have a system that is allowing this lunatic just to sit there and say crazy shit and be president and just fuck us up the ass? Nobody's looking out for us.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't understand this tweet. What is he talking about?
I don't know what specific
story
he's referring to. Like, I've looked through tweets, I've looked through responses, I've looked through other stuff. I don't find any specific instance recently where he's saying, look, this is what they're talking about. They're looking for their source. Right. I think it's one of the stories he's pissed about. A Don McGahn story or something.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, it's a lie.
Does it bother you that little Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats decided to fast track all those judges, all those votes? Because they're just giving
it
more.
Doesn't. It doesn't. I don't.
God, that bothers me. Let's have
some
this lunatic.
Some of them wanted to go to John McCain's funeral.
Oh, not. Who cares? Skype in.
I think it's one of those where it would have just slowed down the inevitable. It was a small pack of judges that they had both basically had bipartisan support anyway.
Yeah.
This wasn't a crop of nutballs.
How do you have
rarely? It was a rare not crop of nutballs, they said. And they was just going to delay it. They were going to get confirmed anyway. Yeah. So they were like, well, let's go home for a weekend and we'll toss you a bone. Who knows if Cocaine Mitch gave anything. Any deal back. Yeah, we don't know about that. I wouldn't trust him far as I can throw Chris Christie.
No.
But, you know.
Depends on how big is Chris Christie?
He had a lap band, too.
I just think in this, you know.
I don't want a fat shame.
Oh, yes. There's people out there marching in the streets. These Dems are like, we want to go to John McCain's funeral. You know, honestly, who cares? Just resist. Just resist. Just resist, you fuckheads. That's it. Say no. There's no reason to do anything this guy wants to do. I don't care if the judges are qualified. He's a fucking fascist.
It would have taken minimal effort to oppose.
Minimal fucking effort!
Maybe politically they think it's if there are people on the fence, it's still inexplicably, that they might see the Democrats as just being little whiny pissy babies like the Republicans were and might say, well, you know, they're just obstructing. They are just doing it because they hate Trump.
I think if you look at people coming out to vote, I think people want to see the Democrats kick ass. I think they want to see him resist.
Well, that's look at these candidates that are getting elected. You know, that Gillum here in Florida was in third place. I didn't realize that in all the polls.
Holy shit.
He wasn't in second. He was in third.
And this guy's running on universal health care, right?
Unabashed. Universal health care, free college for everybody, tax the rich. What's his face? DeSantis, the racist, is out there saying, he's the talking point, socialist, leftist socialist policies. He wants to tax. He wants all your taxes to go up. And Gillum says, no, I want rich people's taxes to go up. And I want, corporate tax.
Absolutely.
Some kind of a little bit of a business tax because it's proven in other states that it doesn't work. He said something to I know the term he used. I don't remember the words around it. But he said, like Alabama and Georgia look at the all they're attracting are bottom feeders.
Oh, shit.
Use the term bottom feeders. And he means corporations that just hire
right.
low wage,
yeah, yeah.
slave wages, and they take advantage of the lax or nil labor laws.
Right.
But they make profits. They put people to work.
And look at this guy. You said he came from third place and he fucking won.
Yeah.
Look at that energy, Chuck. That's what we're talking about. Shit like that. That guy's fucking aggressive. He just didn't, he didn't get elected every time just because he's famous. He's a famous fucking politician. Resist, you fuckface. Come on. He's going home for vacation. Get the fuck out of here. God damn. That's crazy. What the fuck, dude?
So those are the headlines and everything.
That Gillum guy's got to win, man.
A poll that came out this morning has him up by 5 points, so we'll see.
That fucking guy running against him is
Trump's gonna be spewing all over DeSantis, though. This is a this is a an important win for him. Thanks for joining us. If you want to help us out here, by the way, you could buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do, we get a little nibble, we get a little tickle, get a little taste.
We get a little paid.
We get a little paid.
We get a little paid.
And it doesn't cost you anything. We just get a little commission thanks to Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Trump hates him, so you know, Jeff, it's even better.
Right. Jeff, listen.
Although Amazon's got issues.
If you're listening to this podcast, which you should be, you got to get rid of this NRA TV. What is your fucking problem with that? Get rid of it.
Well, and
it's a joke,
you know, maybe stop treating your labor.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Chinese gulag.
Yeah, they're not slaves, dude. You know what I mean? Pay them more.
Trump, there's another story out today that not only did prepare to chuckle like Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
David Pecker.
Pecker.
Not only did Pecker have, you know, some, his safe full of, duty.
Yes.
On all these people.
Ooh.
But at one point.
Pecker's the guy from the fucking Inquirer, right?
The fucking Inquirer.
Classy.
That's
Trump's favorite paper.
And, now the story comes out that he and Cohen, Trump and Cohen.
Yes.
His crack lawyer.
Crack.
From the New York Times, that there was an accumulation of stories acquired over decades on Donald Trump.
He's got that much shit going on. There's decades in his safe about this wacko's personal life. God, Donald.
And that Trump made efforts to buy.
Damn.
His info. Says Trump and his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, put together a plan to buy all those stories in order to bury them.
Yes.
In the same way they buried the story about his reported affair with Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And Karen McDougal.
McDougal.
Possibly by using illegal payoffs. supposedly there's a tape, another Cohen tape.
Yes.
A conversation tape between Cohen and Trump saying, Cohen says, it's all the stuff, because you never know.
You know, it's got to be, what do you think is more challenging? You get a shit ton of evidence that you have to wade through looking for what you need, or there's nothing and you have to look for what you need. I assume a prosecutor would rather have everything, but he's got to wade through all that shit. I mean, like, how many pieces of evidence in this Cohen's office, in his house or whatever?
Oh, a shit ton.
Somebody's got to look through that
shit,
man.
And it was very little. They tried to claim attorney-client privilege, and so they appointed that special master and everything. And they went through a million pages, they said, or something of shit. And very, very little of it was deemed privilege.
Special master. Isn't that what Mike Pence calls mother? Can you special master?
Yeah, back page.
Do you want to eat?
The report goes on to state that the two never followed through, but that it was strongly hinted at in a recording that Mr. Cohen's lawyer released last month of a conversation about payoffs that Cohen had with Trump.
Okay. Okay.
According to the report, it was not disclosed how much Inquirer and its owner, American Media, had on Trump.
God damn.
Whether any of that information was handed over to federal investigators, because we now know that David Pecker has an immunity deal.
He's talking, baby. The walls are closing in, Trump. God, sometimes I don't know if you're talking about our president or like Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Or one of the C stories from Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. No fucking shit.
All these recordings, the one that they played with, where Cohen's like, you know, I talked to Wasselberg, and we're going to set up this, we got to sell up this shell corporation, and we're going to run the payments through. And Trump's like, no, what are you talking about? Cash. And he's like, no, we're going to set it up. Don't worry, we're going to set it up.
You ever see The Sopranos where it's the season where there's the Russian,
spoiler alert,
the Russian gangsters that they got to deal with?
There's, of course.
They're the most violent.
Right.
And that one guy.
For once, it's not the Irish. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, they have plenty of episodes of Irish people doing shit. But like, there's that one episode where fucking Pauly Walnuts shoots this Russian guy in the middle of the woods. The guy won't fucking die.
It's one of the best episodes ever.
It's the best one.
Him and Christopher, stumbling around out in the woods.
I think that's one of the ones Steve Buscemi directed. Who cares?
So that's the story there, that Trump at the New York Times. Trump tried to buy off, or discussed at least with his lawyer.
Right.
With his good buddy. Actually, he's not a very good lawyer. I had so many lawyers.
You don't know all your fucking lawyers.
So many lawyers.
He's had so much bullshit going on. What's the name of that Russian mobster that he was involved with? Dude.
Deripaskov? Is that the one? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's so many of them.
You said Trump is like dumb Berlusconi.
Yeah. And Berlusconi, well, he's not dumb.
He didn't come
very
off.
Trumpy.
I've seen him.
Not dumb.
Yeah.
Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Imperious.
Well, is it true that the imperious Berlusconi has a goddamn volcano in his living room or some shit like that?
He may have redecorated, but allegedly did have a working volcano. And
there's some people that live around volcanoes, and they don't want that. Like, that's the bane of their existence. They don't want to live around a... You built one, you dickhead.
I think he's a TV guy, right? Like, he's the Ted Turner of Italy. He owned all kinds of networks and shit, and that's where he got his billions from, and then...
Ted Turner
decided he could run the country.
Isn't Ted Turner a liberal, like
ish?
Yeah, but he put pro-choice ads out there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty crazy. I mean, that's great.
Good news,
but not really.
Good news in the
nothing bad happened.
Like Wonder Woman blocking bullets with her bracelets.
Oh, news. Ding, 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 ding.
It's, oh, look, something horrible didn't happen.
You know what? I wish Wonder Woman existed and she put that lasso of truth around the orange man baby. What do you think would happen? I think it would burn off. I think it would burn through her lasso. Her lasso would overheat.
We retweeted something earlier. It's a enhanced little video file of the latest from one of these... He's sitting at the Resolute desk, and all these fraud preachers are standing around.
Oh, God, all these child molesters.
The king fraud, Robert Jeffers, standing next to him, and they're all like, oh, Lord, pray for the president. Let him, so we can kill all the gays and have everybody, make everybody Christian.
It's theater!
And they've all got their eyes closed. Then they all reach in and start touching Trump's back.
Oh, God.
But they fucked. Whoever did it is brilliant. They fucked with the video, and they've got the audio so that it sounds like,
like Satan.
And then smoke starts coming up from Trump's back.
Oh, shit.
And then flames start shooting up from Trump's back.
Out of his ass or something.
It's really very funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Just from his back. It's
okay.
Not from his ass. I don't know.
It's
why.
Not anal.
Shoot from his ass.
Anal flames.
Nobody was fingering his asshole. They were just touching his back. The good news.
Okay.
Is our SCOTUS.
SCROTUS.
Even with a plethora of apparent Christo-fascists upon it.
Nine.
Declined today. Declined.
Right.
To I don't know if it was a real decision or if it was they refused to The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Thursday to force the city of Philadelphia to resume the placement of children in need of foster care with a Catholic agency that refuses to accept gay couples.
Oh, God. Fuck these Catholics.
Foster parents.
I don't know why the Catholics would be involved in any kind of adoption shit, well, you fucking molesters.
None of these religions, especially right now the Catholics, but none of these religions
diddlers.
Have any business moralizing about anything ever, ever, ever again. If there was anything Trumpian about them, if there was any support for Trump,
yes,
or any of the evil cabal that he employs, they have zero credibility on any moral issue. Shut the fuck up, Christo Loon.
And I don't know anybody reads any, looks at the news for any, you know, whatever. You're going to put Catholics in charge of a bunch of adopting kids. You have a bunch of priests running around the orphanage diddling people. My God.
In a decision, the Catholic Social Services said would force its foster care program to close. The justices refused the religious agency's request for an injunction compelling the city to allow it to place children in foster homes while litigation over the dispute continues. So this isn't even permanent.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still litigating it.
God.
I guess what it is that the fucking Christians are saying, well, you've got all these foster kids. You've got to send them to us. You can't stop sending them to us just because we don't let the gays have them.
Yes, we can.
Well, exactly.
We absolutely can. If it's a government, fucking pervs.
If it's a government thing, we absolutely should not send children to you.
And you know what we should
do? And we shouldn't be sending the children in the direction of anything Catholic right now, to be honest with you.
The only thing we should be sending the Catholics is the motherfucking police. To arrest these motherfucking rapist priests.
Yeah.
Stay away from the kids.
Some saltpeter.
What the fuck is wrong? What is wrong with the what is wrong with our society that we allow the Catholic Church to exist and just molest kids? Who explain that to me?
In the brief order that did not give any reasons for the decision, three conservative members of the court.
Yes.
Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito.
Gross.
And Neil Gorsuch said they would have granted the agency's request.
That's why you can't fast track these judges.
Force them to send those children to us, and we'll protect them from the homosexuals as foster parents with good, kind, loving homes. But we'll send them to the priest who's going to stick his dick inside of them.
You can't vote yes on any of these nominations from Republicans. They are dickheads. I don't want any Republican influence in the Supreme Court. So, Chuck Schumer, you do everything you can to block that shit.
Five are needed to grant the injunction, but the court is one member short right now because of Kennedy's retirement.
Yes.
The court. God.
Kennedy retired, yeah.
A lawyer for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, wink, you know what that means.
That means prepare to get fucked.
Yeah, our religious liberty means we're free to force our religion upon you.
Yeah.
And you have to give us special privileges because we're us.
And we're going to molest you.
We had to hope for a different decision today.
God.
The dispute arose last March after the city suspended referrals with Catholic Social Services. Following a newspaper report that the agency's policy was to turn away same-sex couples.
Yeah, you know what, man? I am fucking tired of these religious organizations, these godbothers, fucking with kids.
Yes.
Fucking with kids.
With us in any capacity.
Imagine, you got...
I don't care what your religion is.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I actually do. I care if you're Catholic. I'm sorry. I give a fuck. Because there's some bad shit going on.
On a global level, I don't care what someone's religion is, as long as it doesn't affect me negatively or others negatively.
Right. Well, yeah.
However, the Catholics right now...
They rape people.
Yeah.
They rape kids.
There's some stuff going on.
And the Pope hides them. You know, it's disgusting.
At issue is Catholic Social Services' policy of refusing to perform home studies on same-sex couples to evaluate and certify them as foster parents, which it says would amount to a written endorsement of same-sex marriage. If we go to their house and say, it's okay to bring kids here, then that's saying we're okay with them sucking each other's cooters.
God, you're rapists. You're infected with molesters and diddlers. How dare you even...
Again,
imagine a couple wants to adopt a kid. Who gives a fuck if they're gay? Who gives a fuck if they're trans, if they're lesbians? Anything that gets these kids away from you rapey motherfuckers. That's what I say. God.
Legal fights are brewing in several U.S. states over laws allowing private agencies to block gay couples from adoptions or taking in foster children, stuff like that.
Yeah,
we're looking at you, Texas.
Fuck off.
Texas is trying to, or was, I don't know if it continued or got tossed out, but they wanted to not give benefits to state and county and city employees that are gay married.
Hey, Texas,
like, you can get married. You forced us to get gay married, but you can't force us to give you gay marriage benefits.
Hey, let me, like, okay, so Michigan had to have an emergency manager because their state sucks, supposedly, or something like that. The Republicans forced that on them, right?
Well, I think there may have been some black people
why can't
running
we
a city
do that?
Or two, and they couldn't handle that.
I would like to live in a country where we could do that with states like Texas that are so fucked up socially. Like, well, you're there fucking with people's civil rights, man. They're human rights. You should make them do the right thing.
The Supreme Court, you know, kind of put some restrictions on them. The recent Supreme Court poll fucked those restrictions.
But they keep doing
the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act and stuff like that.
But it's always
the Voting Rights Act was totally a list of states whose hands needed to be held.
But it's always like a state like Texas. You know the states. Mississippi.
Sure.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
Georgia. Yeah. Alabama.
Trump.
Why is it all?
Trump.
Why are all these states? What do you guys always need adults to come in and help you do the right fucking thing? Especially Alabama, man. God. You hate kids.
The state tax dollar negative states, you mean?
Oh, yes.
That the blue states have to support?
God, look at how our society treats children. Alabama nearly elected a child rapist for a representative in the Senate. Oh, God.
The, let's see. There's a story out in a real life consequence to our lunatic in charge.
Yes.
In the White House.
Yay.
Now, they've done restorated a guy in California.
California sanctuary.
Who was calling the Boston Globe repeatedly and threatening to kill them and things like that because, God. Quote, you are the enemy of the people.
Oh, wow.
Where do you think he got that verbiage from?
Oh, from our dumpster diving president dickbag.
California man upset that the Boston Globe's coordinated editorial response to President Donald Trump's attack on the news media was arrested Thursday for threatening to travel to the newspaper's offices and kill journalists.
Oh, God.
Whom he calls the enemy of the people. Prosecutors say that 68-year-old Robert Chain made threatening phone calls to the Globe's newsroom. Right after the Globe appealed to newspapers across the country, you know, they're the ones that organized that day, that editorial day where 200 plus newspapers ran an editorial saying, stop your war on the free press.
Oh,
stop
calling
us enemy of the people.
Yes.
Right after that happened, these threatening phone calls started.
What's Trump going to do when some lunatic domestic terrorist does something like this and follows through using his exact words?
Right.
Is he going to own up to it? That's funny.
The day that those editorials were published, this dude, Robert Chain from Encino, lovely Encino.
Oh, yes.
Actually, there's some nice parts of Encino. Told the Globe staffer that he was going to shoot employees in the head at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, my.
The threat prompted a police response, increased security at the newspaper's offices.
Jesus.
After that, he would continue threatening the Globe, the New York Times, and other fake news. As long as they continue their, quote, treasonous and seditious acts against Trump.
God, you know, I mean,
Several times he called the Globe employees enemies of the people.
What do we expect? This lunatic caters to these fucking idiots who, I don't know, how would you describe somebody's intelligence that believes what Donald Trump says? How would you, minimal?
Yeah.
Low.
Selective.
You said selective.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just like selective.
Apparently there are some people who do have a brain or two that are supporters of Trump, but.
Yeah, those are the evil, cold, yeah. Calculated motherfuckers. It's just a horrible subset of humanity, and they all have guns.
He's charged with making threatening communications in interstate commerce.
Yes. Okay.
Faces 5 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't say in this version of the story I saw, but I saw a different story at a different outlet that said that when they arrested him, he, of course, had several guns and had recently bought some kind of new 9mm something.
Hey, gun dick bags, you realize, because of your two-way, you fuck nuts, that we in this country are held hostage by your fucking guns. Just by the very existence of a gun means someone is more likely to be shot. Right?
Yeah, and this guy is using every catchphrase the president does. Enemies of the people, fake news.
See, it's so evil because if you have these shitty feelings this lunatic has, he wants to go blow up news buildings and shoot journalists. If you have these shitty feelings, all of a sudden, our president is giving you verbiage, giving you terms. You know what I mean? What's the word? What do we always say? He's emboldening. He emboldens this guy. He gives him a plan. He tells him what to do. He tells him how to express himself. He has these shitty feelings.
Well, how many of these racist attacks that we see, they invoke Trump's name like a fucking magic spell?
Trump, 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 yeah. Trump. That's what. Didn't they yell that at a Starbucks or something?
Early on, right after he was elected or right after he became president, there was that one guy in Starbucks who literally started yelling, Trump, Trump, Trump.
God, it just astounds me. There are people out there that think that it would have been no different with Hillary. We're surrounded by dick bags and idiots. What are we going to do?
Vote November.
Oh, please.
Start flushing the toilet.
Not if you're a stupid fucking racist. Don't vote if you're listening. If you're a stupid fucking racist, stay home. What's Family Feud?
Speaking of stupid fucking racists,
yes.
Ron DeSantis running for governor here in Florida.
How's it going, DeSantis?
Less than 12 hours after he was declared the winner of the primary, came out with the monkey it up.
Oopsie.
You know, and I think it was Jonathan Capehart that was on television, and he, Washington Post dude, who pointed out that the way he said it, it really sounds like this was rehearsed. And he even emphasized the word monkey.
What are you saying?
We don't want to monkey it up.
What are you saying? DeSantis is no Meryl Streep? You got to sell it, you racist.
Exactly what he was saying.
You got to sell it. You fucked the line up, you piece of shit.
And they knew exactly what they were going to do the next day. They knew exactly that the Dems would and decent people everywhere would act with outrage. And that they could then turn around and clutch their pearls and say, how dare, what, look at the crazy left immediately accusing me of saying something racist. The PC stuff is happening today. Who wants, look at this political correctness crap. We got to get rid of this.
My mom said DeSantis ain't going to win.
I it's going to be an interesting race.
Right.
About race.
Yes.
Well, now we know.
The monkey, man. Who the fuck is this guy? You're right. He meant it. There's no way. Ugh.
Well, now we found out that shortly after media outlets reported that Ron DeSantis was the administrator for a Facebook group.
How was this not known before he ran or some shit like that?
He was one of the administrators, moderators of some Tea Party group.
Oh, perfect.
And, after it was reported, this group is a, they call it a racist Islamophobic conspiratorial Facebook group.
Oh,
and now he's removed himself from he quietly.
But he was an administrator.
De-administrated it himself.
How many people were in this fucking are on this fucking page? What is a bunch? Like 10,000?
I don't. It's a
100,000.
95,000 members.
95,000 members, and this fuck nut was an administrator.
Yes,
that is not nothing. The group's that is members, significant.
This is from Think Progress. I'm reading. The group's members have shared racist, misogynist, and offensive posts, including one slamming the Parkland shooting survivors, disparaging Black Lives Matter activists, comparing both of them to Hitler. Black Lives Matter and the Parkland kids are Hitler.
Let's just say this. This guy's a white supremacist dick fuck. He's a racist. We can say this. No more alleged, no more blah, blah, blah. The guy was an administrator on this fucknut Facebook page. 95,000 people.
Members have made statements against NFL players and Neil during the anthem, calling them overpaid ball chasers who kneel like ISIS.
God.
Users have also posted bigoted statements against Muslims, referring to Islam as a religion of pedophilia, sex slavery, rape gangs, and honor killings.
Did he mean the Catholics or? Okay.
I don't know about the honor killings.
Right. I don't even know what that. What does that mean? That's like. Honor killings.
In one bizarre anti-Semitic and Islamophobic post, one member posted a meme that read, "President Trump eats bacon. Just one more reason to elect him in 2020.
What is that?
Here's a picture of Trump eating a strip of bacon.
So, but they like that he eats bacon or they don't like that he eats bacon.
One response was, "Unlike the last guy, at least you know Trump isn't a Muslim mole."
Who is the
even though Obama ate bacon,
right? Okay,
and drank beer,
right?
He's the worst Muslim ever,
and he was Lutheran. He is Lutheran. He's not.
Is that what he was? What
he's
Obama
Lutheran.
Was?
Yeah, he's Lutheran. It's like Lutheran.
They have Lutherans in Kenya?
Oh yeah, you didn't know
really?
That. Yeah. Those Lutherans are like, all these lions over here sucks. Yeah, they got Lutherans. Lutheran is like, you know what Lutheran is? It's like. Methodist, but more difficult, more bullshit, you know.
The group members deny that the far-right white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, they say it didn't even take place. It was a hoax orchestrated by the left to destroy America.
There you go.
False flag.
Yeah.
Just hours after winning, Ron DeSantis made racist comments about Andrew Gillum.
Let's get back to like finding all these racists and shit and find them on Facebook and getting them fired from shit. Let's get back to that. Why aren't we doing that anymore? We were doing that. Let's do it.
Well, because it worked. What about this last rally? We did the story. There were like eight of them.
There were eight
that
of them?
Showed up at this.
Right.
Yeah, because
they didn't even lose their fucking shit.
I think it worked.
That's good.
They realized that, holy shit, if my picture is on the Facebook and on the Twitters, people may decide I don't like having a Nazi in a polo shirt wielding a tiki torch working at my restaurant.
Guys, we got a Nazi fuck running for governor in fucking Florida, man. We got to be fucking, we can't take shit from these motherfuckers. These racist motherfuckers. God. Okay. I could lose my mind.
Vote Gillum. Here in Florida, just vote D.
Just
close
Democrat,
your eyes
man.
And vote Democrat to save the fucking country, and then we'll sort out
yes, Bernie Bros.
The levels of Democrat later.
Yeah, did you hear what Ed Bilek said, Bernie Bros? Did you hear him? You fucks, God, especially that guy I used to do comedy with in L.A. Trump and Hillary are the same; they're equally corrupt. God, you're a fucking idiot, and I thought you were an idiot then. I never liked you.
I have an animal story. I don't know that it's necessarily a when animals get pissed.
Did you see that giant water moccasin video?
You sent me.
That is huge, dude. Fuck these snakes.
I'm not going to play the drop. Since I can't find it right now. Anyway.
Okay.
When animals get pissed. There you go.
Oh, wait. No, wait. You got to play. That's the best part of it. God fucking.
We have to sneeze first.
God fucking bless you. You notice how your eyeballs, when your eyelids
you
close over
you
your eyeballs,
keep your eyes open, or your dick explodes when you sneeze.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Oh, Alex, I love that you're getting the shit suit out of you. I love that so much. Fuck you, stupid.
And that he's being taken off a whole bunch of social medias.
Yay.
Don't want to host his bullshit.
Absolutely. Resist, baby.
When animals get pissed.
Okay, West Virginia.
Fuck you.
Turn your volume down.
What's up?
Authorities in West Virginia.
I got a pet snake, right?
Said a man is facing charges after officers found him illegally keeping 12 rattlesnakes.
Oh my God.
In his home.
What if you live next door? Oh, I'm 12. Is that, how do you even count 12 snakes to make sure you have them? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
West Virginia Natural Resources Police said officers investigated allegations that a Randolph County, West Virginia man was capturing snakes from the national forest and keeping them at home.
You know they don't have any snakes in Alaska. Did you know that?
I did not.
They don't have one fucking snake.
Not well, we outside. Got them. I'll bet there's some assholes in Alaska that have snakes.
You guys.
Not that everyone that has snakes are assholes.
I'm an atheist, but all you snake owners honestly burn in hell. Honestly.
I don't have the animosity for snake owners that Ryan has.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with it. Scott, how many fucking rattlesnakes does this guy have?
I find it odd.
Odd? You're not allowed. It's illegal. You're not allowed to have a rattlesnake as a fucking pet.
Well, I mean,
do you understand
kind of
that?
Snake as a pet? I don't.
It's stupid.
But I've had fish. You don't get a lot of affection from a.
My fish got out of its tank somewhere in my apartment. Fish. I'm not shitting myself over that. I got 12 rattlesnakes.
I'm just talking about the logic
I count about
of having
10.
One as a pet.
It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Someone didn't hug you enough.
Some people like their snakes.
I don't care if you have a fish. That's fine. Fuck these snakes. I don't want to live with snakes. It freaks me the fuck out, dude. God.
Officers visited the man's home, discovered he was keeping 17 rattlesnakes.
Death penalty.
I thought it was 12.
Honestly, I'm anti-death penalty. But this guy can fucking fry.
Far more than the legal limit of one. So apparently,
you're allowed to have one.
Apparently in West Virginia, you can have yourself one rattler.
What jail sentence is appropriate for this?
I warned you about your volume. Oh, not you, people listening.
You love it. You fucking love it, every single one of you.
Police said the man was charged with 2 counts of illegal possession of a timber rattlesnake.
Oh, who wants that? What do you do with it? What do you do with it?
Well, here's the last part.
Ah, fuck it.
You're gonna love the last sentence.
Okay.
The snakes were released back into the national forest. So you shouldn't drink.
Where?
Don't drink.
Where? What forest? Why would you do this?
In Randolph County, West Virginia, apparently.
Why do you hate America, dickhead? Whoever did this, who released the snakes? I want his name.
The Popo, the West Virginia Natural Resources Police.
I want a name.
I don't have that information.
Who would do this?
Well,
who would do
their
this?
Policy.
What kind of policy is that? That's garbage policy.
Let the snake go back into its natural habitat.
Oh, okay.
From whence it was snake napped.
Right. That maybe the snake wants to fucking hide under my bed. Maybe the snake wants to go inside the dashboard of my fucking car and bite me. Bite me right in the fucking balls or some shit like that. Maybe the snake wants to go into the trap of the toilet.
You're very snakeist.
I mean, these things, these rattlesnakes, do you not know that they're, do you not understand the rattlesnake is poisonous? Do you understand this?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What happens when you...
I caught a baby...
Look up on your fucking computer.
I accidentally caught a baby rattler in Texas.
Oh, those are even more venomous than the big ones.
I didn't know that.
Look up on your fucking computer.
Fortunately, I grabbed it right by the back of the head and...
You did not.
Oh, I swear to God. And the neighbor
the
came over.
Are you, Steve Irwin?
I put it in a jar. I put it in a jar and
did
the
you
neighbor
milk it?
Was like, the neighbor was like, it was like this long. It's like 6 inches long, a little tiny snake.
Ooh, yes.
And I just picked it up by the head and put it in the thing. And the next door neighbor's like, look at that little thing on the end of its tail. And he goes, I think that's a baby rattler.
That's just, I mean, look up how these, there's poisons, dude. They're like, I'll look it up. What kind of snake is it? I just want to.
What
kind of snake did they find? 17 what? Rattle what? What kind of rattlers?
I've already closed the sword. Some kind of, I don't know, some diamondback.
Diamondback?
Some kind of.
How long do you have after you get bitten by a diamondback rattlesnake to survive?
Timber rattlesnake.
Okay. How long can you live after being bitten? I guess it depends on where you're bitten.
Right.
On the penis.
Well, you're not going to like this one. New York.
New York.
New York State.
Oh, God. It's highly dangerous for people and their pets, these things. Its fangs are long enough to penetrate clothing and most boots. God, I lived under the assumption that if I was hiking around in the woods in boots, I would be fine. But no, I'm fucking not. This fuck nut's got 17. They released him into the wild. They hate America. Oh.
A New York State woman was shopping at Wegmans.
Wegmans.
Which is a grocery store chain.
Oh, look,
here's
a snake at Wegmans. It just bit me in the ass.
In Pittsford, New York.
Fuck you.
With her daughter about 6:30 Monday night.
Is this still when animals get pissed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She was already loading items into her cart when the girl.
Yes.
Her daughter pointed and yelled at the rather large snake that was hanging from the bottom of the shopping cart.
What kind of snake? God,
they took pictures, put them on Facebook. They walked the cart outside. The mother said, I sent my daughter in to tell someone at customer service.
It's a fucking snake in the fucking cart. Damn, man. What a horror scene we live in these days. These snakes.
The snake was carefully removed from the cart by a Wegmans worker and released into a nearby wooded area.
Oh, my fucking God.
Experts say it appears to be a milk snake.
Okay.
A non-venomous species. Perfect. Common in the area, but it's a pretty big snake.
But see, the problem with that is that shit can give me a heart attack, too. I just don't like snakes. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's a milk snake. That's fine. Not a biggie.
Well, you should learn the...
Okay.
If you don't like snakes, you should learn which ones are the... Well, I guess it doesn't matter if you're just going to...
I avoid them.
You're just going to bolt from any snake.
Yeah, the problem is you want to bolt, but you don't want to run over a cliff, or you don't want to run into
it's true. Into a bear.
I remember my dad telling me that. He was like, now, if you see a snake, don't run off a cliff or anything. Oh, like, dude, the death due to a rattlesnake bite is unlikely. Timber rattlesnakes bites in Minnesota are rare. But We're talking about in West Virginia, where they're not originally supposed to be.
Timber rattlesnakes probably are.
No, it's in Minnesota. Maybe they're around there. Well, they are now. They are now because some dick fuck released 17 into the fucking wild.
Well, they
wild.
Said dude was running around the woods grabbing them and bringing them home.
Oh, okay. Well, he actually did a good thing then. So he's in the woods. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I feel different about this guy now, and I feel different about the way law enforcement handled it. You're telling me all these snakes were in the woods before?
I think this is a story, yeah.
And this Good Samaritan went and found all these snakes.
Now he's a Good Samaritan.
And put them in a thing where they weren't in the woods anymore.
You were mentioning the death penalty about four minutes ago.
I'm sorry. The jury has re-examined the case. And then the law enforcement let him out. He had him captured.
But he had him in his house.
So what? They not... At least they're not. I'm not going to this fuckhead's house. I don't give a fuck. They're not. I'm hiking around the woods.
But you're not concerned about his neighbors in the woods. You're in their milieu, and they know you should. You'd be aware that you're in the snake's house.
But seven,
and you should keep an eye on them. Whereas if you're in a suburb somewhere, you don't know that asshole next door has 17 fucking rattlers. I'm not saying this guy may live in the fucking woods. I don't know. I don't have.
I tell you why. It's an eye opener to how many snakes are actually out
Google
there.
Google Street View.
No, but really think about it. How many snakes are out there? There must be so many. This guy just found 17 walking around the woods. There are more snakes out there than we realize.
Yeah, he's looking for them.
Well, listen, dude, I'm sorry. I called for the death penalty earlier, but actually...
I mean, I might
thank
avoid...
Thank you for your service!
I might avoid the area where they released the 17.
Where? Yeah, did they say where that is?
I don't know.
It's in West Virginia somewhere.
Somewhere in West Virginia. Okay. I'm okay with avoiding West Virginia for a while, to be honest with you.
God damn.
I've only driven through. I haven't really
spent a lot of time in West Virginia. West Virginia, obviously now I think snakes, but I used to think Toddlers and Tiaras. That reality show about the pageant kids. God.
Terrifying.
What a horrible subset of humanity. All Trump voters too, right? Probably. Pageant moms and all that shit. You're spray tanning your fucking daughters. So fucked up.
The let's see. The there was the New York, I didn't watch any of it, but the New York governor's debate was, I think, last night. It was supposed to be
with Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon against Cuomo, yeah. And it
was, how did she do?
Like really well.
Did she really?
I guess really well. And she put up with no shit. And he's at one point he said something and then she started to interrupt him and he said, "Will you stop interrupting me?" And she said, "Well, stop lying."
No shit. I like it.
She said he uses the MTA as his ATM.
Is that the Mass Transit Authority?
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny.
So I don't know. They think that she's still far behind. Up until last night, she was far behind in the polls, but I don't know. The Twitter seemed to be quite enamored with her and that she held up.
I'm shocked by people that work in the entertainment industry. Like Cynthia Nixon's a big star. Done tons of shit. Like, and you go on a set and everybody just licks your ass all fucking day. And then after they're done licking your ass, they say, "Hey, look, we're going to serve you food. It's the best food ever."
Yeah.
Now you're going to go into politics. You got to be shitting
me. I don't know why he would do that. Yeah.
I don't either.
Trump. Why the fuck did he? Well, he didn't
want Arnold.
To win. He had no intention of winning.
Arnold.
Arnold didn't want to win. So did Jesse Ventura. But
I don't understand that.
Yeah. But Trump had no intention of winning.
It's like, what do you want to do? Sit around on the set of shitty Terminator 5 or write bills?
I mean, just think right now we would have
Terminator,
Hillary Clinton as president and somewhere there would be for $9.95 a month, Trump TV on the internet and you could go.
Yeah.
Because that was probably the plan.
And some people are like, you know what? If Trump wasn't president, I'd still be a parent. I still have my kid.
Oh, yeah.
But now I don't. Because it's zero policy, zero tolerance bullshit. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I wonder how many kids Trump would have if abortion was really illegal the last 50 years.
A lot. There'd be a lot more. The White House would be crowded.
The number one hashtag right now, boycott In-N-Out.
That's right.
Wow, that makes me sad.
They gave money to the fucking GOP.
Well, are we sure they didn't give money also to the Democrats?
They did.
Because, you know, they do that.
They did. They gave it to both, so fuck them. Yeah,
I have less of a problem with that. But
I will not eat In-N-Out because fuck them, because they gave money to the fascists.
In-N-Out burgers are really good.
Right. But, like, giving money to both isn't okay because one side is whatever you want to say about the Democrats, you know.
In-N-Out treats their employees really well, though,
yeah.
too, right?
And,
but they pay them a lot,
right?
For
they do.
Fast food,
yeah.
But I guess fuck them for
fuck them absolutely
donating to Republicans.
Resist.
I think they're just hedging their bets. It's like you give some money to this guy, some money to that guy. Both either side wins. They like you,
dude, man. You gotta fucking fuck
which
these
is
fucks.
Part of the problem. None of this should matter. Money should not matter.
Yeah,
they should not
right.
be able to donate $25,000 to the Republicans.
But
they should not be able
wrong.
To give $25,000 to
yes.
the Democrats. Businesses should shut the fuck up and make money and stay out of politics.
Right, but it's not an equal, like, giving $25,000 to the Democrats is different than giving $25,000 to the fascist, fucking, anti-gay, racist party of the Republicans. Fuck them. They don't get any money. They shouldn't get any money. We got to boycott In-N-Out. We got to fuck all these right-wing nut jobs.
California burger chain In-N-Out donated $25,000 to the California Republican Party is the story that's out.
You know what? I didn't like your fries.
Yeah, the fries were
sucked.
Uninspiring.
Hate fries.
The Daily Mail has the story. It says, you stand with Trump and all his bigotry. Furious customers boycott In-N-Out Burger after the fast food joint donates $25,000 to California Republican Party.
Right. Sit and spin, baby.
Oh, and that was Monday, man. The donation was filed on Monday.
God, I'm glad the press, the quote-unquote enemy of the people, is able to tell us. You know?
Spurred turmoil among the restaurant's fans. The contribution was made ahead of the midterm elections in Irvine, part of Orange County, Republican stronghold.
The thing is, it's like, if we boycott places, if we punish places to give money to the party of Hitler and Stalin and all these other dickbags, then maybe they will stop giving money to the Republicans if you make them pay by eating their shit, you know, fascist fries.
The news broke on Twitter with a post saying In-N-Out added a new item to their secret menu.
Oh, okay.
With a picture of the filing, Twitter users are now calling for a boycott of the popular fast food chain. Many say they're refusing to support In-N-Out if they sponsor the GOP and the Trump administration.
Resist, baby. Fuck them.
It's not the first time, though. In 2016 and 17, In-N-Out gave $30,000 a year to the California GOP.
What the fuck? Why? Why would you do that? Do you hate freedom?
Our system is fucked. Our system is fucked. And yeah, you know, yeah, it sucks that they're donating to the Republicans.
Yes.
But in Orange County, when that's your only choice.
What do you mean?
The Republicans are going to win in Orange County.
So why are they donating to them? Why give them
to suck
money?
Up to them so that they're nice to In-N-Out?
Yeah.
It's a shitty system.
Right.
It's a horrible, corrupt, grafty.
So In-N-Out, this is what you
way
did.
To do shit.
Yeah, but In-N-Out chose between sucking up to the Republicans and saying fuck you to their progressive customer base, to black people, to gay people. You're giving them the finger.
Well, yeah, and who knows? But who knows who owns In-N-Out? It might be
an evangelical
some
loon,
rich Republican asshole, or some.
It's an evangelical loon. Somebody on our Facebook page, gave us the lowdown. Yeah.
Why are these people feeding us? I'm kind of scared now. What are they putting in our food?
Yeah, I don't want these church types. I'm done. You know what? It's been a rough week for these wacko sky god worshipers with your child molesting and your raping and all this shit. I'm fucking done with you. Go fuck off, please. Your sky god shit is fucking me up.
I don't have any, I don't see any responses from In-N-Out yet, but
right.
I mean, it is trending. It's the number one trend on Twitter right now.
Yes.
That can't be good for the company.
Right.
If you're a shareholder, you might look out. I don't know if it's might be privately owned.
Yeah.
Who fuck knows, but you might look out, look at Twitter and be like, oh,
that's
well,
what happens.
Fuck.
That's what happens when you give money to the GOP.
Currently, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Your choice.
And good. This all this makes me happy because it means that our society does not abide this shit and is getting fed up.
Right.
One of the things I like that Gillum said, he's like, I think we're going to win easily because I think people are done with this politics.
Yeah.
They're done with this racial bullshit. I'm paraphrasing.
I'm but done.
He said,
yes.
He said they're not even using dog whistles anymore. They're using bullhorns.
We got to be done with it. How's our society going to exist if our government caters to a bunch of right wing nut job whack jobs all the time, you know what I mean? A bunch of homophobes.
Yeah.
That's not reasonable.
Yeah, Kurt Eichenwald, a journalist from the New York Times, tweeted, for those not old enough or sane enough to know, it's not normal for a president to watch TV all the time looking for news reports about himself.
Yes.
It is extremely not normal for him to rant about coverage. These are the habits of someone with a narcissistic personality disorder.
Creepy.
Also news from yesterday that inflation rose to 2.3% on the year, the highest in 6 years.
Oh, shit. Damn. What about that? Is that winning? Is that winning? I'm confused.
So if you haven't made more than 2.3% than you're making last year, you're losing.
No, oh, okay.
You're losing money.
This person on Facebook, by the way, thanks for chiming in. They said the owner's name is Snyder, an evangelical Christian. She's been married, divorced 3 times.
Just like the Lord would want.
And then this person listed all their spouses in the years they were married. Oh. I was like, God. You're
very thorough. Thank
I know,
you.
That's what I said. God damn.
What else is going on? Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
We've got, about a half hour left in the big show today. Back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll go after the preacher assholes a little bit more than usual. Yeah. Although many of them sticking their big honking Christo noses into everything that's going on now.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Sky God. Fucking everything up.
The... did you see Lindsey Graham again was interviewed today and said that he admitted that what the way Trump treated or talks about McCain pisses me off. It pisses me off the way he says that.
Well, then do something. Call for his fucking impeachment.
Pisses me off.
Come on, Lindsey. You're full of shit.
And then there was a story, I think it was yesterday, that you know, there's so many, it's blinding, that Trump like went out and secretly lobbied some of these senators to flip on Sessions. That Chuck Grassley before was like, no, we're not. I don't have time for a confirmation hearing. That was his way of saying, don't fire Sessions. We're not going to give you a new attorney general if you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And meaning Lindsey Graham said, they'll be holy hell. Remember? They'll be holy hell to pay if he fires Jeff Sessions.
Hey.
Now it's just the opposite. Yeah. Now they're powdering their puckers, ready to take anything in. And Grassley's like, you know, I could find the time for hearings.
Why now, though? Why? It's weird.
I don't know. There was a great tweet this morning that I retweeted that said something to the effect of right now, all of these Republicans are deciding whether to stand with Trump as he shreds the Constitution and runs the country into the sewer.
Yes.
Or they prepare for the release of all the compromat that the Russians have on all of them.
Wow.
This is the decision they're making right now.
God, Democrats, you know, Trump wants a wall between Mexico and whatever and us. You got to build a wall. You got to build a wall between us and Trump.
And why wouldn't the Russians have compromise on the Democrats?
I don't know.
Also.
Maybe, I don't know. Surely they do.
Mean, you know, it's a little tinfoil hatty. But how do we know that little Chucky Schumer isn't under the Russian thumb?
Explain to me in this moment in history, he wants... History will show that Chuck Schumer and his Democrat buddies decided they wanted to go on vacation and let a bunch of guys get fast-tracked to hear more cases, to do more damage, at the least if you hold them off until, you know, I don't know. It's as if there's a dam, right? There's a flood. And you know the dam's going to break. You're like, fuck it, let's blow it up anyway. Earlier, just so it happens earlier.
Right.
Why? Where's the reason? Why does that make any sense? Why would you not want to stave it off as long as you can?
The good news?
Yes.
More good news? Question mark.
Well, we had some good news. This guy took 17 fucking rattlesnakes out of the woods where, you know, they could have bitten anybody. But then the bad news was our government decided to put them back in the woods. I don't know fucking why.
God, I wonder, wow, they're pretty brave here on Fox. I went to Fox intentionally for this story because I wanted to read the comments. This is usually the type of story that Fox News conveniently disables comments on because it turns into a racist Nazi fuckfest down beneath the story in their comments. And it gets so horrible that they just turn comments off on certain stories.
Too horrible for Fox? They don't love it?
I'm surprised this one isn't.
Yes.
But the story is Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
An arbitrator has decided that his suit and his grievance against the NFL can proceed.
Hell yeah, baby.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick is getting a chance to take his grievances to court after an arbitrator denied the league's request to throw out his claim that the team owners conspired to keep him out because of the national anthem protests.
Oh, shit.
His attorney took to the Twitter to share the statement from the arbitrator.
I mean, he could get a lot in a lawsuit, right? He was a good quarterback, wasn't he? I mean, I don't know shit about football, but
The arbitrator denied the NFL's request that he dismiss Colin Kaepernick's complaint, alleging that his inability to secure a player contract since becoming a free agent in March 2017 has been due to an agreement amongst team owners and the NFL.
Let me. This is how I understand the NFL. The NFL was fine with giving this guy Michael Vick that abused animals a second chance. They were fine with that. He did some horrible shit to dogs.
You can
horrible
apparently
shit.
You can punch your wife on a knock her out an elevator. That's okay.
Oh yeah. What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
This Colin Kaepernick kneels as a sign of solidarity with fellow Americans that are oppressed.
Yeah.
I it's a selfless act. I can't think of a.
Don't forget he's brown.
Oh yes. God, Colin, run for office, please. Run for office. Stick it to these motherfuckers.
So the comments are as you would expect on Fox. What does this have to do? LeBron says he hates white people.
No, he does not.
Well, and what does that have to do with Colin Kaepernick?
LeBron James has spoken out many times, and he says the right shit. And he uses his social media power for good. And I think it's a great fucking thing. And he made that fucking school or whatever.
I thought owners were keeping him out of the NFL because he basically sucks and is a third rate bench warmer at best.
I don't think that's true.
His NFL stats are garbage.
Fuck you.
I don't believe that was accurate.
Garbage.
And I believe people with NFL stats that are more garbage are out playing.
Yeah. Tim Tebow.
Well,
he's not in football anymore.
The
you know, Tim Tebow's gonna make an appearance, I think, later in the season for the fucking Mets, by the fucking way.
McDonald's is hiring, one of the commenters says.
Oh, okay. McDonald's is hiring. For Colin Kaepernick! Man. You guys, you should understand that Colin Kaepernick is looking out for all of us. Black Lives Matter is a good thing for all of us. Our society would benefit from being less racist. Mm-hmm. Everybody would benefit. It would be a good thing.
This person says, NFL teams should be able to hire or not hire who they choose for any reason or no reason, including crybaby snowflakes.
Yeah.
Like any other employer. I'd love to go back a few years and see if this person commented about Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
How dare they fire Tim Tebow?
Right. You know, the gross fucking thing is, because I was talking to somebody about this whole thing, trying to get a feel on how good Colin Kaepernick was. And I said, was he better than Michael Vick? And they were like, fuck no.
No.
Michael Vick, if Michael Vick was taking a knee, he would be playing right now.
What?
Their theory is if Michael Vick had been the take a knee guy, he'd be playing.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, sure.
But it's not the fact that the NFL owners can't hire
him. Kaepernick is not is a decent quarterback.
Is he better than the great Jay Cutler?
No, you can't. I can't. I'm biased. Does
Jay Cutler suck? Is he good? This is the Bears quarterback,
former
right?
Former Bears quarterback, yeah. NFL teams. That guy says should be able to.
No, but they can't collude with other fucking owners, right? It's a collective bargaining thing.
Correct. They can't all get together and decide.
They're not allowed to break the law, dickhead.
But they're white and rich.
Ooh. God damn, man. I love this take a knee thing. I think it's great. I think it's great that it makes people in this country talk about, you know, racism and shit like that.
Yeah, and I find the whole national anthem before every goddamn fucking sporting event odd anyway.
Right, and then imagine if you're black and you live in a country
where
you aren't viewed the same as white people, but yet you're supposed to stand there, put your hand over your heart, and suck the dick of the flag.
Well, and without Trump, none of this would be a story.
Yeah, that's true.
There'd be some butthurt. One
Absolutely.
Of the assholes on Fox would squeal, cry, baby, white pig tears.
Yes.
And they would, that'd be all we'd hear from it. But Trump, this is, he revels in it. He can't wait for them to kneel on the weekends because then he can fire up the racists and the hood wavers wearers.
Yeah. And how many stories did we touch on this week where it's a story of a white cop killing a black kid, a black teen, abusing black people or something like that? And these people have the nerve to poo-poo somebody like Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
Who's trying to, you know, to bring attention to this shit.
It's just amazing the same people that are so worried about the, you know, somebody being hired only for their skills.
Right.
Were a couple of years ago squealing about Tim Tebow. How dare you fire him?
Tim Tebow's a douche. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. He's a douche.
I wonder if he's still
what he's sky guy
holding
guys.
His flower for marriage.
You're so into this Jesus shit, you're not even gonna fuck. Yeah. That's mental illness, motherfucker.
Wasn't he dating some model or something and they broke up because he wouldn't fuck her?
Good God,
is that
Tim!
The story, or?
I don't know. I'll look it up right now. Dating Miss Universe.
Yeah. The, this is out of the, this is Trump's America, everybody.
Yay. He's dating Miss Universe Demi Lee Nell Peters from somewhere.
The, this is out of one of my favorite named counties in Yay. Pennsylvania.
Okay. Jackburg.
Beaver County, Pennsylvania. Okay. The secretary of the Republican committee.
Yes.
Of Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Fuck you, boy.
Is, they found some Facebook posts.
Yes.
This is social media grand.
Oh, yes.
The, here's one. Tired of these overpaid, ignorant blacks telling me what I should believe in. This is about
who
the
is
kneeling.
This
is Carla Maloney, the Republican committee secretary
of
Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
You know the great thing about the Republicans? You can always count on them to be racist, dick fuck wackos.
I will tell you what I believe in, and that is our flag, the national anthem, and America, period. End of story. You don't like it here? Go to Africa. See how you like it there. We are all Americans, not African American, not Hispanic American. We are all American.
But you don't think... Here's the crazy thing. That person is like, well, Colin Kaepernick's not white. Okay? But she doesn't want him to say African American? What does she want then?
Well, strap in. Quote, Steelers are now just as bad as the rest of the overpaid baboons.
Oh, my God.
What you respect fuck? Your flag, country, and our national anthem. How many men and women have lost limbs or died to protect this country, and you baboons want respect?
Baboons?
If you want respect, you need to earn it, and so far you haven't. Stop watching or going to a game and paying for overpriced food, water, and tickets. Let's see how the baboons get paid when white people stop paying their salaries.
This is why when
it's a little vague in the racism.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should have an arbitrator on that.
What's up with these Republicans and always talking about primates? You know what I mean? And by the way, right. Donald, even when Donald Trump, you know, he dehumanizes, what is it, MS-13. Yes, they're horrible fucking assholes that kill people and everything. He called them animals. And that wasn't about them being in a gang. That was about their fucking skin color. And he emboldens these people. You know?
Well, yeah, and conflating a Honduran mother with four kids.
With MS-13.
Is raped half of the way as she makes her way up to try to save her kids from gang violence. Makes it to the border, crosses in. That's the same as an MS-13 member with 13s tatted all over his body,
right.
Killing people and stabbing and shooting. And
to Donald Trump, it's brown. It's just brown,
right?
You know.
So yeah, I don't know. So far, I don't have any more, but we'll see what happens, if anything, to Ms. Maloney.
Maloney,
GOP secretary, called black NFL players baboons. On a Facebook post.
God, is there no one?
And she doesn't, you can't even claim it's not racist. Stop watching or going to a game, paying for overpriced food, water, and tickets. Let's see how the baboons get paid when white people stop paying their salaries.
You're dehumanizing. Unless she's talking about there's some event, some sporting event she goes to, and there are actual baboons on the field. doing shit.
I don't think we have a lot of baboon rallies or anything like that.
You know,
I would be against it, by the way.
Yeah, I would too. You know, I have a friend of a friend or whatever. I met this dude that did safaris in Africa, and he was talking about like baboons and how they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're mean.
Yeah, they're mean and they're strong and they're big.
Yeah.
Said one time he had to punch one in the face.
There you go.
With his cock.
So that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Great. That's what's going on there. Just another Republican whipping out a term saying baboons for black people. I mean, guys, it's always the Republicans. It's always the Republicans.
And would be of a headline in a different world.
If yeah,
even if some little pissant middle of buttfuck Pennsylvania
said
something racist, it would be big news. Now it's you just said it. Oh well, it's a Republican, just another Republican,
and you just know it,
right?
And you always we do these stories, and you're like, guess what party this guy's on? Always, this guy's running as a Nazi. Okay, as a Republican, right?
Yeah,
of course.
We got an anti-Semite here. Guess what he's running as?
A Republican. Why not? Their party loves it.
A lot of people think Trump's losing his mind over a story that was many stories. But in addition to one, the big one that was trending last night was one that was Phil Rucker and Ashley Parker, a couple others over at the Washington Post.
Yes.
Pulitzer Prize winners, by the way, for their Trump coverage.
Oh, okay. And by the way, fake news.
Winter is Coming is the title.
That's a Game of Thrones reference, ain't it?
Yes.
Look that.
Allies fear Trump isn't prepared for the gathering legal storm.
Oh, my God.
And I think they cited 26 sources.
Okay. Wow.
Anonymous sources are fake.
26.
But they have 26 sources.
So 26 people told these reporters, hey, man, Trump's not ready for this shit that's about to happen.
His advisors and allies are increasingly worried that he has neither the staff nor the strategy to protect himself from a possible Democratic takeover of the House.
Bring it!
They found that memo that was put out a few days ago by the GOP of, hey, look, this is what the Democrats are going to investigate if they win.
Right.
And it's like a laundry list of all the scandals. It's like them admitting, all this shit that we're going to get in trouble for if the Democrats get in charge.
Because guess what? They have to. Because the Republicans haven't been doing dick. They are not doing their job. So now the adults might be in charge of the House, and they're coming for your ass, motherfucker.
It would empower the opposition party to shower the administration with subpoenas even pursue impeachment charges.
Even? Of course. Why even? Of course. I want them to impeach this motherfucker. Day one.
They're trying to prepare him.
I mean, how do you think that's gonna go?
All right,
giving some Xanax.
But it looks like they're having the same kind of problem they've had in the past. Of
yes,
who wants to rappel down to the deck of the Titanic and be left there?
Well, no one can. No one can, because we were all fed that line of bullshit that Ivanka would be able to whisper Donald. She can't. Useless.
Well, we don't know. Maybe she has.
God, you think...
She has.
You think it could be worse? You're right.
I don't know. I'm
worse.
Speculating.
It could be worse. There could be a
evidence.
Mushroom cloud.
Trump announced Don McGahn will be leaving once the Senate confirms Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
There's only one deputy counsel left.
Right.
Trump recently has consulted his personal attorneys about the likelihood of impeachment proceedings.
Oh, shit.
The I word. Right. McGahn and other aides have invoked the prospect of impeachment to persuade the president not to take actions. So apparently they're always telling him, don't do that or you will be impeached.
Right. He just does it anyway. He doesn't know.
More and more.
Yeah.
But they say he has not directed his lawyers or his political aides to prepare any kind of action plan.
Okay.
Leaving the allies to fret that the president does not appreciate the magnitude of what could be in store next year. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, I can't
please, wait. Please,
Democrats. What is a censure?
Take back the House.
You know, what does it mean to censure? Is that the Senate does that? Or
it's
the...
a slap on the dick. It's nothing. They write a strongly worded letter.
I remember when President, what was his name? Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, President Martin Sheen of the West Wing was censured for something. It was very dramatic.
Yeah, well.
I don't remember.
And it ultimately meant nothing.
Yes. By the way, I'm just going over the West Wing cast. I would take all of them.
Well, in a real world, it might, if your president is censured for something, a sane person might take a look and say, wow, I wonder if my guy deserved that. And if he's crooked, he shouldn't be there. But with today's Republicans, they don't care.
Would you rather have Allison Janney or Sarah Sanders?
I would rather.
You're going to say yogurt.
Yeah. Put a
little fruit in the cup.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani said the president and he have discussed the possibility that counsel Robert Mueller will issue a damning report to Congress.
Yes.
We've talked about a lot of impeachment at different times. It's the only thing that hangs out there. They can't criminally charge him.
Yeah.
But if the Democrats get control of the House, all these oversight committees will actually start oversighting.
And there'll be public hearings, right?
Yep. And we'll start whipping out subpoena power.
Ooh, yes.
It says the committees could hold hearings about policies such as the travel ban, zero tolerance family separation, ethical misconduct throughout the administration.
What about the emoluments?
Trump family's private businesses.
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera.
God, but there's so much. What about the time his Secret Service guy roughs somebody up? What about that?
The White House officials are defending Trump's lack of preparation, saying he's focused on helping Republicans preserve the majorities.
Okay, sure. How's that going, by the way?
When asked about anything happening in January, Giuliani said, I don't know if he's really thought about it in depth yet.
Does he think in depth?
No. One source of growing anxiety among Trump allies is the worry that the president and some senior White House officials are not anxious enough. Trump sometimes talks about impeachment with his advisors. In other moments, he gets mad that the I word, as he calls it, is raised.
Well, shit, dude. Why do you think it's raised? These Republicans, their narrative is the Democrats are doing all of this, right? They're orchestrating everything. That I don't know, that Hillary and Obama decided to, fuck Trump's presidency up, right?
Yeah.
Like they're creating all this chaos, not Donald.
Oh, it's the lamestream media lying.
Does Trump believe in the deep state?
Probably. He's delusional enough that he probably has convinced himself that he's done nothing really that wrong and that he everybody should be working for him.
Right.
He has not grasped the concept at all that the Justice Department is not his own personal squad of lawyers now.
Yes.
He can't call up Jeff Sessions and say, hey, I blew a load in a porn star. Can you send her a couple hundred G's to shut her the fuck up and get that vacuumed out of there?
It's like we're seeing a guy that went to the Russians to get out of trouble financially and then just work with the Russian money his whole fucking life. Now Vladimir Putin has this guy under his thumb and he's playing him and now Trump is going to get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because what is Vlad going to bail him out of this somehow?
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
Oh, right. You're a great zombie. Okay, we're going to toss it back to you.
Yeah. God, I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I don't like timber rattlers or whatever the fuck that guy released into the... Why would they do that, man? The guy caught him, and he got him out of the wild where they weren't going to hurt anybody. And then people that's supposed to be looking out for us, law enforcement, released him into the wild.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. God. We need body cams.
The there was also probably that they're talking about the Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Yes,
the third is not long for the job.
No, okay.
You've got like Lindsey Graham and Grassley slithering away from him.
Shouldn't Sessions be in trouble too? Didn't he lie during his confirmation hearing? Or does people give a fuck about that
lied
anymore?
To Franken's face.
Yeah.
But if he fires Sessions, who knows what's going to happen? Because if he puts in place a attorney general, you know what they're talking about this. There's like an interim appointment. There's some sneaky thing he can do.
Yes.
Like when Congress isn't in session.
Okay.
That would somehow put somebody in there for like a year. And they don't have to be approved as long as they have been approved previously for another gig by the Senate. So he could pick put Ben Carson in as attorney general. He could put anybody in that already has gotten that done. Remember they were talking about Scott Pruitt. He wanted to put Scott Pruitt in there.
Right.
Because then Scott Pruitt would be attorney general, would fire Rosenstein.
Yes.
He would take over because he doesn't have to recuse himself.
Right.
He would take over the oversight of the Mueller investigation and shut it the fuck down.
Don't they have to still justify the firing of somebody like Rosenstein?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
Yeah.
You really think Ben Carson is going to be the new AG?
No, I was using that as a ridiculous example.
Well, I don't think that's crazy. He might make a better AG than HUD guy.
Who knows? I need my big table.
We haven't even heard. Ben, what's going on? We haven't heard from you. Are you doing anything worth a shit?
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ooh. We're always on iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, and at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back. If the Republic still stands tomorrow.
Resist, baby!
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.